Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It is Giving Tuesday with JJ and Joanne here on Detroit's Greatest Hits, WOMC. And what a nice day or a nice time to talk to Father Tim from the Pope Francis Center. Good morning, Father Tim. Nice to chat with you again.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, you got big things coming up. I know you guys are moving into a new permanent facility in the coming year, but in the meantime, tell us about your move into the TCF Center.
Yeah, so when the pandemic began, we had to move out to the parking lot in order to do social distancing with our guests, our homeless guests. And as the winter approached, we needed some place to go indoors. So TCF was generous enough to work out a contract between us and the city to move our operations into the TCF Center on the lower level. So we've got about 14,000 square feet. We've got two dining rooms, two areas where people can hang out, and a medical clinic. But food is the big issue right now. You know, as we're seeing on the news, food insecurity is an issue across the country. It's certainly an issue here, and more people are in need. So with winter here and the pandemic and the economy, there's a lot of need out there right now.
Hmm. How many guests do you have on a normal basis? So like, give me today as an example. What are you expecting today?
Between 200 and 300. Those numbers are increasing as the winter is going on. There's less available right now because of the pandemic, so people are looking for help. And yeah, we've served as many as 530 meals in a day, so there's a definite change going on.
It's so tough when you think about the pandemic. It has affected so many areas of life, and I think a lot of people have not realized that in the homeless population, in the groups of people you're helping, you have to take all these precautions as well, and it's impacting how many people you can help and how you can do it.
That's exactly right. Yeah, we have all kinds of protocol in place for coming into the building, you know, mask wearing, temperature taking, that kind of thing. But what might have been available to the homeless in terms of the flagging of parking lots, little jobs that they would get, you know, is no longer here. So they don't even what little money they might be able to get, they're no longer they have access to. So they can't buy food or anything else for that matter.
Have you seen the pandemic affect the homeless population any differently, or is it pretty much throughout their population as it is with others?
You know, JJ, the city's done a great job of isolating and putting in emergency shelters for the homeless who are COVID positive. But the reality is like they as a group, they're really isolated, and with the pandemic, they're even more isolated. And so, like, you can't go to a doctor anymore. You know, you have to go online and do televisits. Well, that's not available if you don't have a computer and you're living on the streets. So those types of things where all the services become more complicated and harder to get to. And so, you know, if you're dealing with mental illness, you know, the medications are running out. They're not having access to the things that they need.
Wow. How can we help, Father Tim, especially on this Giving Tuesday? People are looking for ways that they can make a difference.
Yeah, there's a couple things. Thanks for asking. So Obviously, the move into the TCF Center is going to be an additional cost when I have to raise another $200,000 for the winter to be in there. So anything that people can do monetarily would be helpful. We are accepting winter clothes donations, hats, scarves, gloves, winter coats out in front of the TCF or at the Cass and Congress door today between 11 and 1. So people wanted to drop off new or almost new winter clothing. That would be very helpful. So those are the two things we're most in need of right now.
Is there an online component? Can somebody go online to Pope Francis Center and make a contribution there?
Sure. PopeFrancisCenter.org is our website, and you can donate right online. And I believe there's a match going on right now, so any gifts that are given today will be matched. It's a great opportunity to double your impact. And, of course, with food and the other things that we offer our guests, the more people we have, the more it costs. So anything that people can do to help out would be greatly appreciated.
Father Tim, Pope Francis Center, best of luck to you guys and your and the population of folks that you take care of. It's generous and difficult work. We are behind you. We're supportive, and we wish you the absolute best holiday season.
Thank you so much. God bless you guys. Take care.